Help yourself. Reese would be telling about a shack job he had in London, while Janovich, Hickman, Colette, and Schulte played blackjack. Wash your hands at the sink. This was home. This was where we belonged. A small, sociable group, a clean, well-lighted house, a cup of coffee. Paradise. Even better, the men were not getting shot at or shooting. No wonder so many of them liked Germany so much. But as Webster commented, in explaining the superficial fondness of the GI for the Germans, it might be well to remember the physical comforts which he enjoyed nowhere else in the army but in the land of his enemies. The experiences of the men of E Company in Germany illustrates how much better off during the war the German people were than the people of Britain, France, Belgium, and Holland. Of course, in the big cities in Germany, it was, by mid-April of 1945, Gute Dammerung. But in the countryside and small villages, where, although there was usually some destruction at the main crossroads, the houses generally were intact, complete with creature comforts such as most people thought existed in 1945 only in America. By no means was every GI seduced by the Germans. Webster went into Germany with a complex attitude. He didn't like Germans. He thought all Germans were Nazis. But he discounted as propaganda the stories about concentration camps and other atrocities. He found the German people too hard-faced. He thought the French were dead and rotting. But Germany was only a crippled tiger licking its wounds, resting with a burning hatred in its breast, ready to try again. And it will. Despite himself, Webster was drawn to the people. The Germans I have seen so far have impressed me as clean, efficient, law-abiding people, he wrote his parents on April 14th. They were churchgoers. In Germany, everybody goes out and works, and unlike the French, who do not seem inclined to lift a finger to help themselves, the Germans fill up the trenches soldiers have dug in their fields. They are cleaner, more progressive, and more ambitious than either the English or the French. Writing of the GI's experience with the German people, and of the effect of feeling that they were just like us, Glenn Gray points out, the enemy could not have changed so quickly from a beast to a likable human being. Thus the conclusion is nearly forced upon the GI's that they have been previously blinded by fear and hatred and the propaganda of their own government. Orders from on high were non-fraternization. GIs were not supposed to talk to any Germans, even small children, except on official business,